is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of May, 2009. It was 400 years ago today, May 20th, 1609, that the publisher Thomas Thorpe made an entry in the Stationer's Register in London, which said, "Entered for his copy under the hands of Master Wilson and Master Lowndes Wardens, a book called Shakespeare's Sonnets." And soon after, Shakespeare's sonnets were published. Many people think that they were published without his consent. The collection contained 154 sonnets, only two of which had been printed before, some addressed to a beautiful young man, whom he calls Fair Youth, and others to a dark lady. Sonnets that include the lines, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate." And also the couplet, "For thy sweet love remembered, such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings." It's the birthday of Balzac, Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, in 1799, author of the huge cycle of novels and plays, which he called the Human Comedy. Balzac had incredible energy for writing, liked to eat a light meal about 5 or 6 in the evening, then sleep until midnight, and get up and write all night, all day, drinking cup after cup of strong black coffee, often wrote for at least 15 hours at a time, and did it for weeks on end, wrote about everyone and everything. By the end of his life, he'd written almost 100 novels and plays, created more than 2,000 characters. Balzac said, "I am not deep, but I am very wide." It was on this day, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Homestead Act, which would give you 160 acres for free for simply paying a filing fee of $10 and living on that land and tilling it for at least 5 consecutive years. Willa Cather's parents set out to homestead in Nebraska, Laura Ingalls' parents in South Dakota, Lawrence Welk's family in North Dakota, George Washington Carver in Kansas. And today is the day in 325 A.D. on which the first ecumenical council of Nicaea was called to order in northwestern Turkey, a conference of Christian bishops that lasted 47 days. Christianity had been around for 300 and some years, but people had very different beliefs about what it was. Some thought Jesus was a great man, but not divine. Some believed he was supernatural, but not really God himself. The Council of Nicaea established that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was also of one being with God, and anyone who refused to accept that was exiled, which led to a lot of infighting among Christians. But within 50 years, the faith had grown from about 6 million throughout the empire to 34 million. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, Spruce Street, Berkeley. If a street is named for a tree, it is right that flowers bloom purple and feel like cats, that people are leaves drifting downhill in morning fog. Everyone came outside to see the moon setting like a perfect orange mouth tipped up to heaven. Now the cars sleep against curbs. If I write a letter, how will I make it long enough? There is a place to stand where you can see so many lights, you forget you are one of them. Spruce Street, Berkeley, Naomi Shihab Nye, from Yellow Glove, published by Far Corner Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair and edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.